Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Our Lady has asked us to pray the rosary every day and pray it with others. Why? Because you won't sustain and they won't start unless you do. Now we're trying to help a million people do this, but that takes a team and an organization, and that takes money. To help us do what Our Lady is asking, four generous couples have pledged to match every dollar donated up to 1 million. Your gift will go twice as far in bringing the rosary around the world. And it's really easy. Just click donate below and help us share this mission and spread it around the world. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, November 27th, is the Feast of the Miraculous Medal. On this day in 1830, Mary appeared to St. Catherine Labouré in a small chapel on the Rue de Bac in Paris. Our Lady was clothed all in white, and she was standing on the earth. Under one of her feet was the head of a green serpent representing Satan, whom she was crushing with her heel, and in her hands she held a golden ball surmounted by a cross. Catherine then explained further what she saw. All at once I saw rings on her fingers, three rings to each finger, each ring set with gems which emitted rays of light. Then Our Lady said, "This ball that you see represents the whole world and each person in particular." Referring to the rays coming from the gems, Our Lady said, "They are the symbols of the graces I give to those who ask for them. The gems from which rays do not fall are the graces for which souls forget to ask." Then the golden ball disappeared in the brilliance of the sheaves of light bursting from all sides. Mary's hands turned out, and her arms were bent down under the weight of the treasure of grace. Then she said, "Have a medal struck after this image, and all who wear it will receive great graces, and they should wear it around the neck. Graces will abound for those who wear it with confidence." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Catherine related the vision to her confessor, Father Alladell, who refused to believe her. So Catherine went back to Our Lady and said, "He does not want to listen to me." To which Mary responded, "He is my servant, and he should be frightened of displeasing me." So Catherine went back to him again and again, and finally she said to him, "The Virgin is angry." Well, the priest decided to tell the bishop, who said, "I see no drawback in striking the medal. Distribute it, and then the tree will be judged by the fruits." So the bishop gave orders for the medal to be cast, and they began to distribute it among the people, but not under the title of the Miraculous Medal. They distributed it as the Medal of the Immaculate Conception because of the prayer that goes around the medal. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Then, simultaneously, a cholera epidemic broke out in Paris, killing more than 20,000. In one little school, Caroline Ninain, 8 years old, was the only one not to wear a miraculous medal and the only one to contract cholera. She was then given a medal and she recovered immediately. The same for a pregnant mother. And then a crippled boy was healed when he received the medal and turned to God in prayer. In fact, so many miracles occurred for those who wore the medal around their neck with faith and with prayer that it took on a new name, the Miraculous Medal. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Countless individuals have been converted through the miraculous medal. One such individual was Alphonse Ratisbonne. He was a Jewish man who grew up in France in the early 1800s, but his family was not practicing. In 1842, he became engaged to a young woman, but before they were married, he decided to take a trip to Rome just to see the world a little bit before he settled down. And he stayed with a Catholic family who were business partners with his father. While staying in their home, the Catholic husband and wife began to speak to him about faith in Jesus. But Alphonse, being very worldly minded and wanting nothing to do with God, constantly resisted their efforts. Finally, the couple promised that they would not bring up the subject again if he would do them one little favor. If he would just wear a miraculous medal around his neck and say the words on the medal, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And to do that every day for a week. So to humor them, he consented, because they were such gracious hosts. Shortly after, on a cold winter day in January, actually the 20th to be exact, the Catholic businessman and Alphonse were passing by the Church of St. Andrew in the Woods in a carriage when he informed Alphonse that he needed to stop and to go in the church to pay his respects for a friend who had died, and it was the funeral wake. Since it was January and it was cold, Alphonse decided to wait in the back of the church in a side chapel. He never expected or could have imagined what would take place next. Because there in that side chapel, Mary, the Mother of God, appeared to him, showing him the dire state of his soul, and that he was headed to hell for his unbelief, his pride, and his selfishness. He was cut to the heart, and he recognized the truth of the situation, and he experienced a profound conversion. When the Catholic businessman found him in the back, he was on his knees sobbing, and he immediately begged to become Catholic. And ultimately, he became a Jesuit priest, and then he founded a religious order of his own called Notre Dame de Zion, the Sisters of Our Lady of Zion, which operate many schools around the world. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So convinced of the power of the miraculous medal, St. Maximilian Kolbe asked to be ordained in that same chapel in which Mary appeared to Alphonse Ratisbonne in Rome. And then Kolbe made the wearing of the miraculous medal an essential part of his Militia Immaculata, and he gave a miraculous medal to every person he met, regardless of their faith or even openness. St. Maximilian Kolbe writes, "Because conversion and sanctification are divine graces, the miraculous medal will be the best means for reaching our purpose. For that reason, it constitutes a first-rate weapon of the Knights of the Immaculata. It is the bullet with which a faithful soldier cuts down the enemy, that is, evil, and thus rescues souls. Let us contribute all our strength in bringing about what was already foreseen by St. Catherine Laborie, that the Immaculata will be queen of the whole world and of each soul in particular as soon as possible." Kolbe then says, "Is it not fitting, therefore, that as we consecrate ourselves to the Immaculata without reserve, that we should grace our chest with the miraculous medal? This medal, then, is the external sign of our consecration to Mary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now I wear a big blue miraculous medal, and I always carry a few extra to give away. In May of 2022, Teresa and I were in Lyon, France, for the beatification of Blessed Pauline Jericho, the foundress of the Living Rosary movement. At our hotel was a young woman that I noticed was always working. I mean, all the time, day and night. And after a few days, I noticed she seemed to be in great pain. So I asked her why, and she said they were greatly understaffed, and the exhaustion and stress had made her neck so stiff and painful she could hardly move it. I then asked if I could give her a gift, and I offered her a miraculous medal. She took it and ran off, and I wondered, dang, I wonder if I offended her. But she had gone to the restroom, taken off the medal or the pendant, some type of jewelry, I don't know what it was, and put the miraculous medal on the chain she was wearing, and she came back beaming. The next morning, she saw us, and she began waving her hand and shaking her head back and forth. And she rushed up to me saying that when she awoke that day, all the pain was gone. And she said she knew it was the medal. I reassured her it wasn't the medal, it was the woman that the medal signified, that Mary was her mother, and that her mother was helping her, and that actually Mary, the mother of Jesus, would help her in everything if she turned to her. So what's our resolution? We should be like Colby. And actually also like Mother Teresa. They both gave a miraculous medal to everyone. And there are so many people, even our family and friends, they're just not open to Jesus. Well, the Catechism tells us that the mission of the Holy Spirit is to open up people to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit works through Mary. So, Colby was right. One of the greatest ways to help people become open to Jesus is to give them the miraculous medal and let Mary and the Holy Spirit work on them. So, let's do that. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I'm going to tell you the real reason why I wear a miraculous medal.
Are you telling me it's because it brings out your eyes?
I have brown eyes. Does brown and blue go together?
Who knows?
No, the real reason is, you know how, well, remember when we had both those two different dogs at the same time, Maisie and Chella?
Yeah.
And Chella had the habit of running away,
mm-hmm.
and Maisie would follow.
Mm-hmm.
And they would run away, and I would think, thank you, Lord, I'm done with those dogs. The problem was they had tags. And so the dog catchers would catch them and kept bringing them back. And it just struck me. I wear a miraculous medal because when the demons get me, they're going to have to just keep bringing me back to Our Lady. They're going to say, we found him. He's yours. You have to take him.
And Mary will say, is this one really mine? And they'll say, he has your tag. And she will say, fine.
She'll have to keep taking me back.
That's a good reason. And I really do think it's a good conversation starter and signal to others, because it does start so many conversations of what is on your medal? Why do you wear this?
That's why I like wearing the blue one.
Mm-hmm. I am sad. I have a gold one because I realized I had a lot of silver jewelry and I always lent towards my gold, and many miraculous medals are silver. The blue ones are, but I found a gold miraculous medal, which I now wear all the time. But I think the blue one was so striking.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I just gave about 100 blue ones to Brother Joachim in Leon.
Oh, and that is a soldier well armed.
He'll use them.
Yeah.
But I love asking people, may I give you a gift?
They love that.
Yeah. And because it's not, hey, you wear this medal because you're probably going to hell and I need you to convert.
But hey, that worked for Alphonse. They said, "Hey, you're probably going to hell.
I don't think they ever said that.
Just wear this medal." He said, "Okay."
I love the fact that Brother Joachim of the Little Brothers of the Lamb, they walk around the city of Lyon, which is a walking city, so everybody's outside, and they purposely take public transport and hitchhike so that they can talk to people about Jesus. So Brother Joachim's going around talking to fallen away Catholics, he's talking to Muslims, he's talking to people who want nothing to do with religion, who know nothing about it. He's running around right now with a pocket full of miraculous medals, handing them out
Like flyers.
like flyers.
I remember talking to one of the sisters, Sister Amaya, about this, because she said it's such an important ministry right now because people aren't coming to the church in the
Right.
way that they used to. So the church has to come to them. And I think that's really the importance of us as lay people, because really, they're not going to come to us. They're not even going to come frequently, at least, to the clergy, to physical churches.
No.
We have to bring the church to them.
But here's the amazing thing. We all have family and friends who are not participating in their faith. They're coming to our house. They're coming to our workplace. They're coming to things, events that we're at. We're constantly in contact with these people. Give them a miraculous medal. We have Easter. I'm sorry. I just lost my mind.
Christmas.
Thanksgiving is
Oh.
tomorrow. Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
I'm telling you though, if you were tasked with bringing the stuffing and you show up with a bag full of metal, they will not appreciate it. But if you bring both, they'll be fine.
Bring an awesome dessert and a medal. But wouldn't it be great if you're talking with a family member or a relative at Thanksgiving that they've always been a problem, or maybe they haven't been a problem, but you really wish they would be more interested in Jesus. Wouldn't it be awesome if this Thanksgiving you went to the extent of really being genuinely interested in that person, delighting in that person, and then say, "Hey, can I give you a gift? Give him a miraculous medal with no strings attached."
Well, maybe a chain.
That'd be a good idea. That'd be a good idea. You can give him a miraculous medal with no strings attached, but a chain.
They're
Yeah.
more likely to wear it that way.
Yeah. I got to get a new bunch of miraculous medals before I go back to Lyon.
I agree. It's a good investment.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.